Right, we got to get working now. Let's go. Hey, first.
Live from the AM 1300 The Zone studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Friday Night Countdown. Everything high school football in Central Texas. Let's get to it. Here's your host from Texas Sports Monthly, Russell Dowden.
All right, welcome to the Friday Night Countdown. As we get ready for some high school playoff football, games will be starting off later this evening. And then some big ones in the regionals here kicking off, and many of them televised, Steve, on broadcast television and radio all over the state of Texas. We are here wrapping the things up. This is our second to the final week. Next week's the state championships.
I can't believe it's already here, man. I can't believe it's already here, man.
Yeah, no.
Just unbelievable. Season went by so fast. I'm not ready for it to end. I don't want it to end.
No, but we've got some football to play still tonight and this weekend. Tonight's game, Liberty Hill.
Liberty Hill is playing Carthage in a big game up at Cypress. So that's the big game tonight. And for tomorrow, we got Westlake going against Beaumont, Westbrook, and Katy, and Lake Travis versus Galena Park North Shore at NRG Stadium, home of the Houston Texans.
Yes, and we're going to go to Carl here in just a few minutes. Carl has got the call on the LSN Sports Network with that Lake Travis game and the North Shore get broadcast. So we'll talk to him in just a few minutes. But let's just kind of jump in here and announce what games are coming up and when. And you did say Liberty Hill's got Carthage. Carthage is 14-0.
Not only they're 14-0, they are on a 40-game win streak. Longest current win streak in the state of Texas, gunning for their third state title right now. So
Coach Davis has got to have his hands full out there.
Yeah, they're going up. Liberty Hill's going up against a juggernaut. You know, this is a really, really tough team. Carthage, alma mater of Keontae Ingram, as us Texas fans here in Austin know. People are wondering if they're still going to be the same team when they lost. I mean, they lost a big senior class last year, but they've just kept on punching, man. They're just as strong.
Well, we're lucky we have some teams to still, you may talk about from Central Texas after last weekend's exciting games. Judson losing to Lake Travis. Westlake winning, shutting out their game, and then Liberty Hill moving on. So all three Austin teams from last week still alive in the hunt this week, and should be for some more drama.
Yes, but it's only going to get tougher, man. It's only going to get tougher. Lake Travis, I mean, they beat Judson, who was a monster. They got even a bigger monster this week with North Shore. I was thinking, it's like, do you watch Stranger Things? So, like, Converse Judson was like the Demogorgon. North Shore is the Shadow Monster. You know, like.
Well, speaking of Shadow Monster, let's bring in Carl from the broadcast.
Absolutely.
From the Texas Coaches Associate, High School Coaches Association. Let's bring in Carl Thies. Welcome to the show, Carl. How are you, sir?
Thank you, guys. Great to join you as always.
Well, we were just talking about the monster game. It just seemed like these two teams, Carl, were headed towards one another as the brackets just broke down. You know, that North Shore team and Lake Travis finally meeting here in the semifinal. Your take on this game?
I think the biggest surprise for me this week, I've got to watch tape on Lake Travis and just to know how much they've improved. North Shore's improved this year. They haven't improved as much as Lake Travis. The difference from week two and week three to week 15 is substantial. Hudson Card, the line is really playing a lot better. They didn't look like the same team from early in the year. And just going to be a great – you know, you're talking about that Carthage team. That's Lake Travis with all those – they've run out of fingers to put rings on. There's a reason. It's and what Coach Hank Carter does with those kids, it's very special. They've got a lot of Division I players, but they don't have as many as what North Shore has. But the other thing they don't have is they don't have the team defensive speed that North Shore has. But the coaching staff that Hank has over there and what they do with those kids, it's amazing just what I watched this week of how much they've improved.
Carl, this is Steven. First of all, thank you for coming on the show again. Second of all, the other big Austin area team playing tomorrow, Westlake going against Beaumont and Westbrook. No secret, the Shaps are dealing with a lot of injuries. How do you feel about their chances tomorrow, considering how banged up they are on the opposite side of the ball?
Well, you say banged up. I hadn't realized until talking to some of the folks from Westlake this week, how banged up they were and how many key players. What Coach Dodge has done with the Band-Aids and getting everybody to just to buy in, next man up, is just incredible. There's not been anybody in recent time that has had as many significant injuries as Westlake's had this year. They're hard to count out. I mean, that's another staff that does a great job. Westbrook has played extremely well in every game except for North Shore, and they played North Shore in district play, and that was a game that North Shore won 55-7, and just it was 21-0 so quick, and just took them out of the game. They took the McGrew, the running back. He was just very normal in the playoffs. He's been averaging about 200 per game, so it'll be interesting. That to me, both those games are toss ups. They're both of those Austin teams are playing so much, so much better now than what they were earlier.
Yeah, they really both are, and I'm just really excited to see what these guys are going to do. What do you think on the other side, Carl, of the Longview game with
who do you think? Amarillo Tascosa.
Yeah, Tascosa. What do you think of this matchup? These teams. Kind of evenly balanced, maybe a slight edge to that Longview team because they knocked out Vandegrift.
Two things. Longview's just, they're used to going five rounds and going deep in the playoffs, and they're just like North Shore, just like Duncanville, just like Allen, just loaded with D1 players. And just look at any top 300 in Texas, top 500 in Texas, and look how many kids they have. I mean, it's Amarillo has a few, but they don't have near the athletes that Longview has. And Longview, they've been on a roll, and they haven't been turning it over. In years past, that's what's bit them in the past. They'll turn it over and then, have three turnovers in a game and get beat by one touchdown, that type of deal in the playoffs. But I think they shut out a Westville team that was extremely very athletic and just shut them out 14-0. And it's I wouldn't bet against them. They're just really a good ball club.
But talking about Amarillo Tascosa though, Tascosa trying to bring the city of Amarillo their first state title since 1940. I believe this is Tuscosa's first trip to the state semis since the 90s. How cool is it to see the teams that don't normally get this far from the communities that aren't exactly used to this kind of success get to this stage? I personally really enjoy that.
Oh, it's just like we talked about in weeks past about, the success of those Valley teams.
Yeah.
Anytime you break through like that, it's great. I mean, I think it's cool that they're playing in the state semifinals because it's not the norm. I mean, in the 1940s, we had leather helmets then, didn't we? I mean, that's it's been a long time since Amarillo has been there, and it's good for them. And it's they're going to get to come down to AT&T. If they can beat Longview, they get to play another week at AT&T next week.
So Tascosa is a team that's not used to getting this far. We talked about one 6A Division 1 semifinal, Lake Travis and Glee Park North Shore. The other one is Duncanville and Allen, two teams you just mentioned as teams that are used to reaching the stage. They expect to be here. How do you feel about that matchup?
I'm going to shock everybody. I think Duncanville is going to win the game.
Oh, right on.
And it's athletes, athletes, athletes. And, if Duncanville makes a bunch of mistakes, Allen will embarrass them. I mean, that's just the way it'll go. Allen's got, the numbers on them, but Duncanville's been on a roll. What they did to South Lake Carroll, South Lake Carroll doesn't get beat 51-7 very often.
Mm-hmm. This is true. Allen pulled off a 51-7 win two last week, which is very random. And then, North Shore and Lake Travis also both won their games 38-21 to reach the semifinals. That's just the most random thing ever. As far as Allen, I'm not sure. I was reading, Allen is just so many students there, 6,800 students. How much of an advantage do you think that gives them? And how do you feel about that in general? Actually, I started reading, I think Corbett Smith started a three-part series on Allen's school size and how it has to do with their athletics and everything. It kind of seems like a divisive topic in some ways in Texas high school football circles. What are your thoughts on Allen, just how giant the school is and the advantages that gives them on the football field?
I think it's obviously a big advantage for them, but I think after you get 4,000 students in one single high school, if you get good coaching, it's the diminishing return. If you get 4,000 students and you get a school that's that big, you're going to have so many great players. You're not going to have to play both kids both ways. That means you have 250 freshmen coming out for football every year. There's just a lot to be said. What happens is where it really is a benefit, whenever you have a school that's big, usually you have a lot of very, very talented substitutes. And you get to smaller schools, 4A and 5A schools. A lot of times if you lose a five-star player or whatever, you're plugging in somebody that's not even, you know, wasn't even going to be a starter on varsity. And, you know, you've got guys on Allen's team that are being recruited very heavily, and they're not even starting. They're underclassmen. North Shore has that same thing going, too. They've got some underclassmen that aren't even in the starting lineup yet. When you have those big schools, I don't think it's a big advantage. After you get to about 4,000, you have diminishing returns. You have 8,000. You've got 250 kids, and you have those kids for 4 years. You put them through the weight training and work with them every day. They're going to be a great club. And you know what Gamble and what that staff does at Allen, they're not going to tolerate a lot of nonsense from the kids. The kids are no nonsense. They work hard, and the colleges really like to recruit kids like that because they've been in a college type environment with a bunch of kids shooting for positions on a daily and weekly basis.
Right on. Well, listen, what do you think about – let's jump down onto this 5A level here. Bobby Stotzenberger, who was on last week from Texas Sports Radio Network, broadcasting the Wagner-Shadow Creek game tomorrow. What are your thoughts on this game that Bobby's covering? And, what's your comments on that San Antonio matchup down there?
I've seen Wagner. Wagner's one that's sort of been a surprise for me. Nobody from San Antonio is talking them up much till last week. They sort of shocked me because they keep winning and playing well, not turning the ball over and playing better. I've actually talked to Bobby a couple of times this week.
Mm-hmm.
Just how they're doing better. It's going to be interesting to see what happens to Shadow Creek. They had a star player that was shot and killed this week, and how they're going to rally. That was a very strange deal, because it was a relative that killed the nephew, and it's a starter that was being recruited. So it'll be interesting to see how Shadow Creek, that's an undefeated Shadow Creek, in their first year of varsity existence, playing the state semifinals. Most people, because of the athleticism, all those kids would have been going to Manville High School before the split. Alvin ISD has three high schools, and Shadow Creek is the newest one.
Okay.
And just great, crazy athletic. But I'm anxious to see how they recover from, you know, anytime you have something like that happen, it's just very traumatic for the team.
Well, on the other side of that bracket, 5A Division I championship bracket, you've got Denton Ryan at 14-0 taking on the always impressive Highland Park at 14-0 as well. So what are your thoughts on Highland Park and Denton Ryan?
Highland Park may be on borrowed time after what Chandler Morris did in the fourth quarter last week. You know, to get almost 300 yards passing in the fourth quarter and rally them from 28 from behind is just unbelievable. I know Chad Morris's dad, the head coach at Arkansas, is proud of that young man for sure. You know, they had Jerry Jones's grandson take him to the state finals the last 2 years, and now Chandler Morris is, they're not missing a beat with him. I don't want to say they're on borrowed time, but after winning from behind like they did against Tyler John Tyler last week, Cujo didn't know what hit him in the fourth quarter.
Well, every one of these teams left, Steve, they're all just powerhouses.
Oh, it's all dogs at this point in the playoffs. One last Austin team I got to make sure we get to, Liberty Hill playing against Carthage. Carthage riding a 40-game win streak. They're going for their third straight state championship. How do you feel about Liberty Hill's chances in this game tonight?
Well, because of Liberty Hill's offense running that wing tee and doing it as well as they have, they'll give, even though Carthage has won all these state championships and done 40 straight, they're going to have a fight, because it's just like playing those military academies, playing Navy, playing Georgia Tech, playing teams that there's just not a lot of those teams that you're going to see. They're hard to prepare for in a week. You know, Carthage is just so talented, such a good system. The only thing Carthage has, you know, that probably have a little bit better athletes than Liberty Hill. But Liberty Hill, just because of that, if they'll turn it over, that's going to be a great ball game. They'll grind the clock out. The game will end very quickly. It's not going to be one of those, you know, neither one of those teams are going to throw it a bunch, and they just line up and run it down your throat.
Oh, yeah, Key is going to be holding out the ball. Liberty Hill actually had 4 fumbles last week. Luckily, only lost one of them. So, yeah. Don't think they can get away with that again this week.
Yeah, I listened to that game.
Great point. If they turn it over, they won't have a chance against Carthage. That's how Carthage has won a lot of ball games. The defense plays well, and they play takeaway. And it's always, they get those turnovers, they're going to win those games.
Well, thanks for calling in, Carl. I'll touch base with you probably tomorrow before your game. And as always, thanks for calling in this week, and enjoy the football games this weekend.
Glad to do it, guys. Y'all keep up the good work, and make sure and get all your questions up and done this week.
You bet you. Sounds
yes,
good. We will, man. Thank you so much, buddy. All right, there he goes. That's Carl Thies from the Texas High School Coaches Association. He's got the call on that game tomorrow on LSN Sports. We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner with Coach Dodge after this on the Friday Night Countdown, AM 1300, The Zone.
Texas Sports Monthly is available in Austin at over 400 locations around town. With player profiles, coaches interviews, color action photos, in-depth coverage of high school, college, football, and the NFL. The largest free sports publication in Austin, Texas Sports Monthly gives you a closer look at the sports in Central Texas. While football is the main attraction on the menu this season, there's also coverage of local soccer, Texas volleyball, MMA, Austin Spurs basketball, baseball, water and motorsports, and action in the Big 12. Available at all Little Woodrow's, Twin Peaks, Third Base, Dirty Martin Burgers, Randall's Grocery, HEB, and most Thundercloud subs. Can't find a magazine? Read online at TexasSportsMonthly.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. All sports, all Texas, all month. That's Texas Sports Monthly.
Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is proud to support Central Texas High School football. Dr. Kelso is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon who specializes in arthroscopic surgery, knees, and shoulders. He will keep you active and in the game. Book your appointment today. Call 512-339-0440.
Getaway. Whatever it is that brings you into Southwest Colorado, let Eric Rourke coach you into the right property. A proud member of the Texas High School Coaches Association, he's a proud Texan coaching Texans to their new Colorado dream home, specializing in real estate needs that include residential, commercial, ranch, and resort properties, accommodating your outdoor lifestyle experience, whether it's biking, hiking, golf, fishing, or skiing. Whether it's your summer house or your new dream house, visit ericrourke.com.
Wells Branch Remodeling is proud to support Central Texas High School football. Wells Branch Remodeling is known for quality bathrooms, kitchen, and bathroom makeovers, painting, flooring, windows, decks, and fencing work. You dream it, we make it come true. Locally owned and operated. Call for a free quote today. That's Wells Branch Remodeling, 512-662-2194, or online at wellsbranchremodeling.com.
The Friday Night Countdown is sponsored by Absolute Propane, offering cylinder filling station, propane cylinder transportation, storage, and use. Absolute honesty, absolute integrity, absolute passion, absolute propane, and all that we do, that's Absolute Propane. Visit online at absolutepropane.com.
The Coach's Corner.
You're gonna learn today.
Sponsored by Texas Sports Monthly.
Hey, y'all, this is Stephen Ryan. I got Todd Dodge of Westlake with me this week. Coach, every coach preaches the next man up philosophy, but few are able to pull it off when the injury bug hits. How do you feel this team has responded to its recent rash of injuries on offense?
Outstanding. And I mean, this is what you have to do. And I told them a long time ago, even before we started the playoff, that if we're fortunate enough to get to this round anywhere in the state, an unhealthy football team will win a state championship. And so, you know, we don't wait until adversity hits. We talk about it before it hits. We say, how are we going to react to it? And so, you know, we feel terrible for our teammates, you know, but things don't stop. And throughout, we've got, you know, Rhett Kelly, that running back, has stepped up big time. Obviously, John Erline at center. You know, we lost a guy who had started 38 games at center. Our quarterback, Taylor Anderson, 34-game starter. You know, now Kirkland Michaud and Drew Willoughby step in. So, really proud. I think we've handled it well so far.
Coach, one position group that I think has gone overlooked most of the years, the wide receivers, Mason Ingram, Penny Baker, Jackson Coker, have all played phenomenal. Coker had like a 38-yard touchdown triple coverage last week. How impressed have you been with the pass catchers this year, and how important will it be going forward, especially since they're your only position group on offense that's fully healthy?
Right. Well, we knew going into this season that this receiver core would ultimately be a strength of our team, and they are. We've got playmakers all over the field. Penny, you know, is an outstanding route runner. Mangum, you know, is, you know, our deep threat guy, and then Coker is kind of a little jack of all trades. You know, he been playing as the playoffs have come. You really see the production of Jackson Coker step up. And then you got Luke Nicholas out there at the X, a sophomore, and he's done a really good job also. So, you know, really proud of those kids. They know that, you know, this week they have to prepare that. You know, that Beaumont Westbrook may just jump right down on us and play man coverage. And, you know, that's what you dream about as a wide receiver, is that challenge.
Last question. Big opponent this week in Beaumont Westbrook. What stands out from watching the Bruins on tape, and how do you feel about that matchup?
Well, very athletic, and I knew that when I put the tape on that's what it would be. I grew up down in the Golden Triangle area, Fort Arthur, Texas, and so I know what kind of athletes have always come out of Beaumont, so it didn't surprise me. Offensively, they're a lot of weapons. It starts with their quarterback, number 9, outstanding dual threat guy. Defensively, starts with their free safety, number 1, Hawkins, outstanding player. They just got athletes all over the field, a lot of team speed.
Coach, that's all we got. Thanks for your time and good luck this weekend.
The Coach's Corner, sponsored by Texas Sports Monthly. Let's get back to the AM 1300 The Zone Studios and your host, Russell Dowden.
All right, welcome back to the Friday Night Countdown. Good stuff there with Coach Dodge of Westlake. Getting ready for a good one that you guys are going to be covering. You and Pat got that game on for Texas Sports Monthly tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Heading to Katy. You're going to check out Legacy Stadium, the new stadium, the new home of the Katy Tigers and some of those other schools. I think it's their second year of existence for that stadium. It's got two decks. Nice. It's not like Allen where it goes all the way around necessarily. Not that crazy, but still, it's going to be, I'm excited.
Very modern stadium.
Yeah, indeed. So. But yeah, they get Beaumont Westbrook from the Golden Triangle area, which is where Coach Dodge is from. Also, where my dad is from. My dad
too.
Where's your dad?
My dad was born in Orange.
How do we not? What?
Where was your dad born?
Orange.
Are you serious?
What?
A small world, dude. I had no idea.
How did this not come up until that? That's the thing I'm shocked about, is this didn't come up until episode 15.
I don't know. That's something else. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, no, my dad went to Orange. He claims Wade Phillips was his high school golf coach. I checked the timeline. Wade Phillips was a coach at Orange High School at the same time my dad was there. But I still think my dad just kind of stretching the truth a little bit. You know what I mean?
Well, my dad graduated. He was a Nederland Bulldog.
Okay.
So a lot of my family's from Nederland, and so we were kind of what they were in. They made it to the second round, Nederland Bulldogs in 3A.
Anyways, back to the game.
We were in the time machine there.
Westlake and Westbrook. So Westbrook, Westlake's real banged up. We talked about this already. Mm-hmm. Blake Webster, Tripp Graham, Taylor Anderson. They also lost Jax Crockett, who was one of their backup running backs last week. I don't think he's going to play this week. They used two quarterbacks in place of Taylor Anderson, Drew Willoughby, Kirkland Michaud. Drew Willoughby went 4 for 8, 54 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 pick.
But Michaud.
Michaud was 7 for 12, 99 yards, 1 touchdown, no interception, which is key because you can't turn over the ball. Mm-hmm. And Willoughby's interception wasn't a good one. But the more important factor was Willoughby rushed for 141 yards and a touchdown on 7 carries.
That's crazy.
That I was not expecting.
No.
Because I remember seeing Kirkland a couple times last year at the end of games, you know, playing garbage time. And he just didn't look like he could run at all. He looked like a tall statue out there. But he showed this running ability last week, which is going to be really important for them because so much of their offense is based in the QB run game with Taylor Anderson, who was a runner. And because their running backs really didn't do much of anything last week. Rhett Kelly, only 58 yards on 16 carries. That's 3.6 yards per carry. You know. Jax Crockett, before he got injured, had 29 yards on 8 carries. That's only 3.6 yards per carry. So they ended up with the running backs. So Michaud rushed for 141 yards. The running backs rushed for 140. But that included a 34-yard run at the very end of the game when no one was trying, like the last minute when they were just running out the clock. Without that run, Westlake's running backs combined for only 106 yards on 31 carries, 3.4 yards per carry, which tells me the quarterback run game is going to be important. But you know what's going to be even more important than that, though?
What's good?
the wide receiver play. And I got to that with my interview with Coach Dodge. That is the only position group on offense right now that Westlake is fully healthy. And it's a group that we haven't really talked much on the show. Hunter actually hyped them up earlier in the season. But they really have been great. Mason Mangum, Penny Baker, Jackson Coker has really, really got it going late in the season. And these three guys, and Dodge said in the interview, Westbrook's probably going to man up.
If they do, that's an advantage to Westlake.
They're going to man up and they're going to load the box. So on one end, that puts a lot of pressure on those receivers to make plays. But on the other end, it's going to give them opportunities to make plays. Yeah. So that's what I'm going to be watching. Because you know when you're watching a football game, there's like a lot to watch. It's hard to watch the entire field. It's just hard. There's a lot going on. Typically, I keep my eyes on the line of scrimmage. I still very much feel like that's where games are won and lost. In this game, when Westlake's on offense, I'm going to be watching those receivers. I'm going to see, at the line of scrimmage, what does Westbrook do? Are they pressing them, Well, are they getting off the bump coverage?
Westlake's really good with the yards after the catch.
They are too.
And they get a lot of big plays. They break open in the middle of the field, and then those guys just take off down the sideline. And it's say goodnight to you.
Yep. And those receivers, they came up big last week. They're going to have to come up pretty big again.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a very good one. I think a slight edge. I just think Coach Dodge is going to coach these kids up, and that's the strength of Westlake is his ability to coach in the late games in the season. That's where this team just does well.
That's certainly going to help. I mean, yeah, they got a head coach that's been there, done that, and this is a team that's been there before where Westbrook really hasn't. This is their first trip this far in the playoffs since 1982. So where Westlake was just here last year in the state semifinals and their loss to Cy Fair, Beaumont Westbrook, I mean, they were 7-3. They lost in by district last season, So the experience factor, the experience factor goes to Westlake, except for the fact that they're missing three very important offensive starters. But it should be a good game. I'm looking forward to it.
Let's bring on our staff photographer for Texas Sports Monthly, Pat Kerrigan, who was in the studio with us a few weeks ago. Coach Pat will be your partner in crime at the Westlake game tomorrow there in Katy. So this is your partner in crime on the assignment tomorrow but calling in from Waco tonight is Pat. Let's bring Pat on. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Y'all doing all right?
Hey, good. I just thought we'd have you on here, get you to talk about this matchup that you and Steve are covering. We just had our Coach's Corner segment just before out of that last break, Pat, and Steve had an interview there this week, of course, with Coach Dodge. Our player of the week is
Jake Ellinger.
Jake Ellinger coming on here in the next segment. So just thought to have you on, maybe touch a little bit on some of your coaching thoughts as a former coach here in the state of Texas and, talk a little X's and O's with us here about what this matchup is for Coach Dodge.
Well, I think, y'all are right about Westbrook. I mean, they've been the playoff time. They don't have the playoff pedigree that obviously Austin Westlake does. I figure Westlake will be 14-20, fairly easily win. Of course, you never know with penalties or turnovers. The big thing I'm seeing is Westlake's defense. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're giving up 8 points a game, and their biggest one, they gave up 17 to Belt in the first week of the year. I mean, I know that, they get a lot of credit with offense and the kids they've had there and Coach Dodge throwing the ball and this and that and the other, but I'm just impressed with them defensively.
Yeah.
They're unbelievable, man. I saw them last week against Brandeis. They made the Broncos look like child's play, man. I mean, let me ask you, as a former coach.
Shut them out. They shut them out. Zero.
They hold them three first downs the entire game.
Three first downs
the entire game. Unbelievable.
Oh, unbelievable.
Pat, as a former coach, let me ask you. Westlake's dealing with a lot of injuries on offense. Have you ever been in a situation where you were on staff with a team, where you were getting a lot of injuries, at the wrong time in the playoffs? And tell me what that experience was like. What was your message to those kids who were coming in and having to step up at a very critical time when they didn't quite have the experience?
Well, a lot of it depends on what class you're in. I mean, if you're in a big school like Westlake, Longview, Lake Travis, etc., you've got some guys, that you can back up on. In the smaller schools, sometimes when you have injuries, I mean, you got a running back out. Well, he's also your linebacker. So now you got to get another running back. You got to move a guy to linebacker. and he may be your defensive end. So now you got to find a defensive end to take your linebacker's place, who can go play running back. So I mean, it's different situations for different schools, depend on your backup. The big thing that we always did, you know, the deeper in the playoffs you go, the less you hit, the more you teach, and the more you work on keeping your body well, because it's a long season. It's 20 weeks from August to the state final. 20 weeks. And, you know, that's as long as pro football is. It's as long as it's longer in some cases than a lot of colleges.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, we taught a lot. We did fundamentals a lot. We game planned a lot. A lot of shorts, you know, depending on the weather, but, you know, just upper body equipment, and, you know, got everybody as healthy as we possibly could each week.
Well, Coach, you know, Steve alluded that, you know, Westbrook was going to be looking like they're going to play Coach Dodge and a very healthy wide receiver core man-to-man. What do you coach these kids up on if you're looking at man coverage and eight in the box on defense? What's your offensive outlook on this this game, well, if that's what they're seeing?
The big thing, I mean, it depends if they're going one high safety and they're going to play you know, man underneath, and, you know, with a one safety on there, you're going to, number one, if they're going to bring people, you're going to look at your hot route. Who's your hot? Number two, you're going to look at, okay, look at your matchup and see where their weakest corner, where their weakest defensive player is versus your strongest one. Now, they're going to put their best corner on your best receiver, but they may have their number three corner on your number two receiver.
Penny Baker.
And I think a big thing that people, you know, underlook is what do you do with the backs? If they're bringing that back, if they're bringing the linebackers, you flare that back, you run the back through and dump it off to them. You know, it looks like a lot of check down stuff on Sundays, but, you know, you look for those type of matchups where you've got a one-on-one type situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is a long season. I believe Texas high school football has the longest season of all high school football. Like, I'm pretty sure no other state is actually playing till December 21st.
Well, there's so many teams.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's great. It's amazing. I love it. Coach, you know, you also alluded to, you know, the weather getting kind of colder here. That Westlake Beaumont Westbrook game is going to be played outside at Legacy Stadium in Katy. Liberty Hill will also be playing outside at night tonight. How do you feel like the game changes when we get to December and we get the more frigid conditions?
Well, I mean, it's not just the cold, it's the wind. I think, you know, people underestimate the wind. I mean, I'm going to go over here and watch Mason and St. Augustine tonight, and
that's right.
It's probably going to be about 40, and the wind's up about 20. So, I mean, you know, it's really the wind. Now, Liberty Hill's going to pound the ball, and they may not throw a pass. The only pass they may throw is, you know, when they snap it deep to the punter. So, I mean, you know, I've done their games before. I mean, and, you know, after Coach Vance you know, after he retired, they're still running that slot T. It's not wing T, it's slot T. There's a difference. And, I mean, I saw them over here at Waco when they beat Gilmer and didn't throw a pass. So, I mean, you know, you can do some stuff. You can go, you know, 31, three wide. You know, you can get some people out of a box by alignment, run the ball, use your quarterback as an extra running back or an extra blocker. So, I mean, there's some things you can do, you know, if you don't have the wind. It's not necessarily the cold that's bad. If it's 20 degrees and there's no wind, no big deal. But if it's 30 it's 30 degrees and 30 mile an hour wind, that's worse than, I'd say, 20 degrees and no wind.
So, Pat, where is that game at today? That's got to be a neutral site. Is that?
Yeah.
Up in Waco?
Okay, so you're
on that one.
I got a question for you about Mason, because, you know, Mason, we were trying to decide of small schools we could claim, you know? So my question is, you're going to this game, which I'm actually very excited about. I mean, the Punchers, 14-0, they got a really salty defense, giving up just 95 points all year. First off, can we in Austin claim Mason as one of ours, and how do you feel about that matchup tonight?
Oh, it's not a problem for me. I mean, I coached at Lano and played Mason. I've got friends at Mason. I went to college with people from Mason, you know, a long time ago. And, you know, Now, don't forget is you got San Saba just down the street from
that's right, that's
Mason,
right.
And you know they're playing
New Deal.
They're playing New Deal tonight, which that's an interesting matchup because neither one of those teams have gone that far before. And you know, Saba's had a new coach there a couple of years ago. I think his son's playing quarterback. They found some kids. I remember a few years ago, Saba wasn't very good. And, you know, coach has really done a really good job there. And I really think that the New Deal San Saba is a very intriguing matchup. The only other matchup I think probably one of the better ones in the state is going to be Gunner and Canadian. Man, those two are loaded. Canadians won multiple state. Gunther's won a couple state titles, been to the finals. That's going to be a heck of a ball game.
Pat, is most of your experience doing small school football, and do you prefer small school football to big school football? Just random question. I don't know.
I mean, it's the same. I've been in big schools and small schools. I mean, you know, you only put 11 out there. You put your best 11. you know, to me, it's not football is football.
Right.
Even six man. Even though I haven't coached six man, I got some buddies in six man, and you know, you're going to be hard pressed to find some games that are, you know, I'm telling you, the Canadian Gunther game will be every bit as good as, you know, if you've got Lake Travis and North Shore.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, no doubt.
DeSoto and Allen, they'll be every bit as good as those type of games.
Hey, I love me small school football, and I've ref six-man before. Love six-man
right.
football, man.
where did you ref six-man at?
Here in Austin. I did some games down in Prairie Lee. I did some private school games as well, just kind of here and there.
Well, Pat, we're going to...
I helped put myself through school when I was in college. I refereed football, and of course, we did six-man out in San Angelo, so... I understand where you're coming from.
It's fun.
It's good stuff. Well, listen, we're going to go to a break. Stay there on the line, Pat, with us through the break, and we'll get you back on the other side. It's the Friday Night Countdown. Continues right here on AM 1300, The Zone.
Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is proud to support Central Texas High School football. Dr. Kelso is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon who specializes in arthroscopic surgery, knees, and shoulders. He will keep you active and in the game. Book your appointment today. Call 512-339-0440.
Tired of the hustle and bustle of Central Texas, or maybe you're looking for that summer vacation getaway? Whatever it is that brings you into Southwest Colorado, let Eric Rourke coach you into the right property. A proud member of the Texas High School Coaches Association, he's a proud Texan coaching Texans to their new Colorado dream home, specializing in real estate needs that include residential, commercial, ranch, and resort properties, accommodating your outdoor lifestyle experience, whether it's biking, hiking, golf, fishing, or skiing. Whether it's your summer house or your new dream house, visit EricRourke.com.
Wells Branch Remodeling is proud to support Central Texas High School football. Wells Branch Remodeling is known for quality bathrooms, kitchen, and bathroom makeovers, painting, flooring, windows, decks, and fencing work. You dream it, we make it come true. Locally owned and operated. Call for a free quote today. That's Wells Branch Remodeling, 512-662-2194, or online at WellsBranchRemodeling.com.
The Friday Night Countdown is sponsored by Absolute Propane, offering cylinder filling station, propane cylinder transportation, storage, and use. Absolute honesty, absolute integrity, absolute passion, absolute propane, and all that we do, that's Absolute Propane. Visit online at AbsolutePropane.com.
Go Roberts Power Wash is a proud sponsor of Texas High School football, specializing in residential driveways, walkways, solar panels, pools, cars, boats, fences, gutters, and grills. Commercially, Go Roberts Power Wash also supports parking lots, sidewalks, patios, fences, roof gutters, marinas, boats, cars, and more. Visit online at GoRobertsPowerWash.com. That's GoRobertsPowerWash.com.
Jason's Deli Westlake welcomes you every day at 3300 B Caves Road. It serves bigger choices of better food for all four seasons, winter, spring, summer, and football. Feeding school spirit, it's a family thing. Visit jasonsdeli.com.
Someday, you'll be chatting around a large granite island. Someday, you'll have that home with an open floor plan and an outdoor fireplace. Someday. Wait, why can't someday be today? At Dries Custom Homes, our sales event is here. Homes in the Austin area from $400,000 to $1 million. Visit DriesHomes.com.
The end of the 2018 football season is near. The University of Texas Longhorns will end their season in the Big Easy against the Georgia Bulldogs on New Year's Day at the Sugar Bowl. Chip and Harge will be live from New Orleans a week ahead of the game, getting you ready for the ending of a sweet season. Brought to you by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer, and the official beer of University of Texas Athletics.
AM 1300, The Zone. The Friday Night Countdown Player of the Week, brought to you by G10 Academy, Austin's premier sports training academy.
Hey, y'all, this is Steven Ryan. I have senior linebacker Jake Ellinger with us this week. Jake, your defense has been straight dominant this season, giving up to 7.5 points per game with 6 shutouts. What is it about y'all that makes y'all so tough to generate production against?
Our defense, we play as a whole. We play as one. We all work together and know our assignments and work off each other.
It's no secret that y'all are dealing with some very key injuries on offense. As a defense, what are you saying to their side of the ball right now as they're going through this adversity?
We just got to step up, force the other team to score as little points as possible, help out our offense, get them good field positioning.
Last question. Last year, y'all's playoff run ended at this stage of the playoffs and a loss to Cy Fair. What do you remember most about that game, and what's going to be the key to reviewing that outcome this time around, reversing that outcome?
Obviously, it's going to be knowing that we got to go out there and make sure we execute. Last year, some things fell apart that shouldn't have, that made us kind of lose control of the game, and our whole thing is being in control the whole time. So, got to just go out there and do what we do best.
Well, Jake, that's all we got. Thanks for your time, and good luck this weekend.
The Friday Night Countdown Player of the Week, brought to you by G10 Academy. Train like a champion. Let's get back to the AM 1300 The Zone Studios and your host, Russell Dowden.
All right, welcome back to the Friday Night Countdown. What's going on there? Was that the tractor lawnmower or the air blower going on with the interview there?
We were outside. It was after practice. I don't remember what it was, but yeah, there were a lot of people walking. You know, we had to do the interview like 3 times, too. There was one time during the interview where one of the teammates, like, hey, what's up, Jake?
He bombed him.
Yeah, it was, oh, come on, man.
That's funny because, you know, the other day you did the interview. Who did you have as a coach's corner last week?
I did Coach Carter.
What was cool about that one is you can hear the other coaches with whistles and guys are running in the background. So
right.
That really worked out really good in that clip. You did a great job on your coach's corners all season, Steve.
Thanks, man.
Really appreciate the extra work there and doing these interviews. And then the player interviews is something we kind of added midway season.
Yeah, it's been fun. Yeah. I enjoy talking to people. So.
Yeah, and the kids love it, too. So it's good stuff there. We'll bring Pat back on. Are you there, Pat?
Yeah, buddy.
All right, man. Well, looking forward to that game coverage tomorrow. Westlake, again, against Beaumont. Looking for a good one there in Katy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm picking Westlake easily. And on the other side, I'll take Longview. They're playing Tascosa, who's had a great year and done some really good things out there in the Panhandle. But I saw Longview last week against Vandergrift. Covered that for you guys.
Yep.
Longview's got... They got some dudes, I'm telling you. It ought to be a titanic struggle if Westlake can get by Westbrook. And I want to give a shout-out to my man, Roark, up there in Colorado. You guys need to go see him for all your realty needs. He's a good dude. Former SMU coach. Love him to death.
Yeah, you know, I talked to Coach over the week about doing some sponsorship stuff, and he's actually tuning in right now. So I believe he's tuning in just to hear. So good that you got you on there. I didn't know you two guys knew one another that well.
Yeah, that's what he said. I saw his Facebook page where he was listening in. So hopefully he's not too cold up there in Colorado.
Yeah, Eric, stay bundled up over there, Coach, in Durango. And if you need to get a second home out there in Durango, that's the guy you call. And then look him up online at ericroark.com. So,
Yeah, well, I'm really excited about the Westlake Beaumont Westbrook game. We've talked a lot about Westlake, but we got to talk a little bit of the Bruins too. I mean, they're having a fantastic season. They're in their second year under head coach William Peavy. He was formerly a defensive coordinator. They went 7-3 last year, lost to Longview and by district, and this year they've really taken a step up. The step has really been on the offensive side of the ball. Senior quarterback LaRaven Ellie is the backbone of the offense. He's thrown for 1,842 yards with 21 touchdowns, also rushed for 705 yards and 6 touchdowns.
Wow.
You know, Westlake has their injury concerns, but there's a question mark on the Westbrook side as well in regards to running back Robert McGrew. The senior missed most of the second half of last week's game. He's rushed for 1,814 yards and 32 touchdowns, so it's going to be real important for them to have him on the field. And then they got two burners on the outside as well, Thaddeus Johnson and Deontay Simpson. Johnson has 48 catches for 977 yards, 10 touchdowns. Simpson, almost identical stat line, 48 catches, 789 yards, 10 touchdowns. The defense, however, has been pretty leaky. They're giving up 24.5 points per game. They've given up 40 or more on 5 occasions this year. Luckily, their offense is good enough that they've won 3 of those 5 games. They're 3-2. They're like OU in some ways.
And Beaumont Westbrook, Pat Carl called in earlier and said that they lost to
North Shore
pretty handsomely in that loss.
That was 55-7, and but the thing that's also you got to look at too, they lost to Jesuit 40-55 in the second week, and came back and beat them in the playoffs 54-43. But you guys are right. They're giving up. You know, of course, as you get in the playoffs, you play better people. You know, they gave up 46 to Deer Park. They gave up 43 to Strake Jesuit 3 weeks ago, 45 to Tompkins, 21 last week. And, of course, you know, everybody's gotten beat by North Shore 55-7. I really still think, going back to what we talked about, I mean, I know the Bruins are pretty good offensively. I just think the Chaparrals are better defensively.
Yeah.
How much of this game do you think will be just about controlling the tempo and keeping the style their way? Because Westlake, I mean, they're not your traditional Todd Dodge team this year. You know, their defense is their strength, and with them banged up on offense, they'll probably be leaning on that defense even more. Westbrook leaning on the offense. How important do you think it'll be just to control the pace and kind of just, you know, have the game going your way, at your pace?
I don't really think Westbrook is going to worry about pace. I think they want to go, and use their talent, which we usually call go daddies. I can see, Todd, you know, like you say, it's a little bit different team, more defensively oriented. But, you know, he'll take his shots. Again, you know, with the weather and stuff, I'm not sure what the wind's going to be like tomorrow. It's on the, the west side of Houston. You're going to get some warmer up from the Gulf. That front's kind of come through, so there may be some wind out of the north. You know, again, I still think the Bruins are going to want to go. Again, like Bun Phillips said, dance with who's brought you here.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's do a little bit of picks here, guys, on some of these high school games. What do you think about doing a couple of picks, Steve?
Let's do it. Yeah, sure.
I'll do a and our long pick is fourth and long. We haven't done fourth and long in a couple of weeks.
Oh,
but
we haven't, yeah.
But fourth and long is when you take your long shot and we just see what we want to, you know, go with a long shot or an upset underdog pick. And I'm going to take Liberty Hill is my fourth and long shot in that game over a very good Carthage team tonight. And I'm going to be trying to listen to that one somehow. But that's my fourth and long. What do you got, Steve?
I'm going to go to the small school ranks. I'm going to go with... Hold on, getting to it.
Pat.
Go Pat.
Pat,
yeah.
What do you got for a upset?
You guys are killing me.
Oh, I got it now. Can I go now?
Go.
I got Albany over Groover. Albany started the season 0-5, have won 9 straight since. They are red hot. They are feeling it. Let's go, Albany.
Hey, you're killing me, but Groover beat them last night.
Oh, they did. You're right. Hey, go me.
What about how about that Decatur team though taking on Waco La Vega?
That game was just over. It was 56-0 La Vega.
God, really?
Yeah, and that'll be who Liberty Hill Carthage plays in the state championship.
In the state championship.
So, yeah, that'll be go ahead.
Yeah, Liberty Hill, I mean, the thing is, both of them have won state. Carthage, in my opinion, they had the best offensive line I've ever seen in the state meet down there last year. Bar nobody. They had five dudes who could really go. That's why that running back from Carthage run up down the field, and then he went to UT and run up and down the field a little bit too. I'm really intrigued with Silsby and Cuero. Cuero's kind of probably a 8-9 point favorite. I don't know. There's just something about Silsby that intrigues me about those guys.
Well, they beat Giddings. Giddings was one of our best small school teams, and they took it to them, you know. And that's a team that really tested themselves in non-district. They played one of the toughest non-league slates for their classification. And it's just important to play those games when you get to the playoffs. It makes these playoff games less difficult when you've played games like that early in the season.
Another one, two more that are kind of intriguing, too, of course. Now I sound like Dan Levitard's dad. unnecessary rough. CCC, I'm very intrigued. He's always intrigued. But, you know, Cal Allen, who's, you know, played Alito in the state championship game and Phil's trying to win one, is probably a touchdown dog to Fort Bend Marshall, who's got a lot of kids. But they unfortunately had that, you know, the kid who passed away here this week, and I don't know what kind of effect that's going to have on them. And then you've got Highland Park and Denton Ryan. Highland Park's really been, you know, really been good. Randy Allen came back, and Denton Ryan may have better kids. I never discount the heart of a champion. If they've been there, they know what it's all about. Ryan's probably a small favorite, but that's another Titanic battle right there.
Yeah, you should never doubt the heart of a champion. I think is this the third straight time they've met in the playoffs, I believe?
I think it has been, yes.
How do you think that plays into it? As a coach, when you play a team consecutively into the playoffs, how do you think that plays into the matchup?
Well, I mean, you know, the only thing that differs, I mean, you know, coaches are going to do what they do. The only thing that differs is the guys who are doing it. You know, you got a different quarterback, different lineman, different receivers. 1 year you may be playing them and you got a bunch of sophomores. Then 3 years later you're playing them and they're a bunch of seniors. So, I mean, everybody has stuff that they like to do. It's just, and then they, you know, kind of like what Bill Belichick does up with New England, is they take those guys and do, okay, what can these guys do that we do? You know, we may not be able to do what we did last year because we don't have this guy or that guy. But what do these guys do well that we can do?
Well, and how about go ahead, Russell.
No, just saying we're wrapping things up, Friday night countdown, man. Pat, what's the game you're covering tonight, Pat?
I've got Mason and St. Augustine.
Mason, St. Augustine, and Waco. And then you guys are both going to be at in Katy for Westlake in that game tomorrow. And what time is that one off, Steve? 2?
2 o'clock, yep.
2 o'clock. Well, guys, great stuff. Looking forward to the games this weekend. Stay dry out there, gentlemen, and stay warm.
I'll be inside, so I'll be warm. You tell Pat to stay warm. I'll be okay.
That game's at 4 o'clock at Legacy now.
Oh, 4 o'clock. Yes.
All right, guys,
yes.
We got to wrap it up. Pat, we'll see you guys out there tomorrow. Y'all enjoy the games. It's the Friday Night Countdown, playoff edition here on The Zone. We'll see you next week.
Need your fix at home?
Yes!
Just say, Alexa, play AM 1300 The Zone on iHeartRadio.
Okay.
The Longhorns are headed to the Sugar Bowl, and Chip and Harge are along for the ride, courtesy of Coors Light. Listen in as the guys bring you all you need to know from the Big Easy all week, leading up to game day as the Horns play the Georgia Bulldogs. Brought to you by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer, and official beer of University of Texas Athletics.
Hey, everybody, it's Brendan from Panic at the Disco. While on tour, I've been spreading some good in the neighborhood with my friends at State Farm. State Farm's Neighborhood of Good makes it easy to give back to your neighborhood.
It feels so good to give back, especially when it's something you're passionate about.
If you just dedicate the smallest amount of your time, the amount of impact you can have, it's unreal. State Farm is making it easy to give back. Go to neighborhoodofgood.com. Just put in your zip code, find a cause, and show up.
The Friday Night Countdown is sponsored by Dirty Martin's Comeback Burgers on the Drag. Serving up great-tasting burgers, fries, and shakes on the 40 acres since 1926. Come on by Saturdays for the game and check out our cold draft beers on tap and the selection from the full bar. If you bleed orange on Saturdays, bring the family on down to Dirty Martin's for a comeback burger and enjoy some hot onion rings or a frosty milkshake. That's Dirty Martin's on Guadalupe, a Longhorn tradition since 1926. Texas Sports Monthly is available in Austin at over 400 locations around town. With player profiles, coaches' interviews, color action photos, in-depth coverage of high school, college, football, and the NFL. The largest free sports publication in Austin, Texas Sports Monthly gives you a closer look at the sports in Central Texas. While football is the main attraction on the menu this season, there's also coverage of local soccer, Texas volleyball, MMA, Austin Spurs basketball, baseball, water and motorsports, and action in the Big 12. Available at all Little Woodrow's, Twin Peaks, Third Base, Dirty Martin Burgers, Randall's Grocery, HEB, and most Thundercloud subs. Can't find a magazine? Read online at TexasSportsMonthly.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. All sports, all Texas, all month. That's Texas Sports Monthly.
Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is proud to support Central Texas High School football. Dr. Kelso is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon who specializes in arthroscopic surgery, knees, and shoulders. He will keep you active and in the game. Book your appointment today. Call 512-339-0440.
Tired of the hustle and bustle of Central Texas, or maybe you're looking for that summer vacation getaway? Whatever it is that brings you into Southwest Colorado, let Eric Rourke coach you into the right property. A proud member of the Texas High School Coaches Association, he's a proud Texan coaching Texans to their new Colorado dream home, specializing in real estate needs that include residential, commercial, ranch, and resort properties, accommodating your outdoor lifestyle experience, whether it's biking, hiking, golf, fishing, or skiing. Whether it's your summer house or your new dream house, visit EricRourke.com.
Wells Branch Remodeling is proud to support Central Texas High School football. Wells Branch Remodeling is known for quality bathrooms, kitchen, and bathroom makeovers, painting, flooring, windows, decks, and fencing work. You dream it, we make it come true. Locally owned and operated. Call for a free quote today. That's Wells Branch Remodeling, 512-662-2194, or online at WellsBranchRemodeling.com.